Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Pete, today we're going to discuss a few matters about the upcoming November 3rd election. It is a ways off, but, well, we've had many things, COVID-19 and all kinds of things going on that sort of may not affect the balloting process and the election and so forth and so on. And we'll start off with recently ballots by mail become I guess we could say a rather hotly discussed situation, both nationally and locally. And you had already put out, I guess now it'd be over a month ago probably, that you would be now accepting people to contact you if they were interested in voting by mail. And I guess that still stands, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Now, the thing is recently it came up that there was a lot of, accusations that, oh, my goodness, fraud could enter or things that weren't savory could enter into the process of a lot of mail-in ballots and things like that. And I know you even started fielding questions and talking. I think you put it yourself as some of the myths and things like that. And that's what we're going to start talking about right off the bat here is, What is some of the things you heard, and let's sort of go over what goes on with a mail ballot and sort of how are there, shall we say, checks and balances to make sure that fraud does not enter?
Yeah, absolutely. So, last week the state legislature passed a bill that is expanding how vote by mail works here in Illinois. And so I think that got some folks a little fired up, shall we say, online. And the most common question that I got was, does this mean I have to vote by mail in November? And it does not. We'll still have the polling places open on Election Day. We're still going to have early voting where you can come in person to the courthouse and vote. This is just making sure people realize they have the option of voting at home and then mailing their ballot back in. And so we're expanding who's going to get an application to do that. So if you still want to show up at your polling place, you're still going to have that ability. That's the first myth to dissuade folks here in Illinois. The second one is no one is going to be mailed a ballot that doesn't apply to get a ballot. Everyone is going to get mailed an application asking if they would like a vote by mail ballot, if they send it in, or if they apply online on September 24th, and then every business day, basically till the end of October, we'll be mailing ballots out to the voters who want them. But if you do not want to vote by mail, you will never get a ballot in your mail. The horror stories of, oh, there's going to be all these ballots flying around that nobody wanted, nobody claimed, it's not going to be the case here in Macoupin or in Illinois. You've got to apply. So that's that one. In terms of fraud, you're going to, if you vote by mail, your ballot gets mailed to you. There's a certification card in there where you're going to have to write down your name, your address, your birth date, your precinct, and then you're going to sign it. And you're going to put that certification card in with your ballot. When it gets returned to my office, we're going to process it in, and we're going to say it's returned, not yet counted. And then there's going to be a team of election judges that are Democrats and Republicans, bipartisan, that are going to go through every single mail ballot that comes back to my office. And they're going to compare that signature that's on the certification card to the signature that's on the voter file. Just like on Election Day, when you sign your application to vote at the polling place, they're comparing it to what we've pre-printed as their signature on file. So it's the exact same requirement in terms of checking to make sure you are who you say you are. If the signatures don't match, that ballot's rejected and it'll never be counted. We'll send you a notice that your ballot has been rejected, and then you've got the opportunity to come up to the office and say, hey, I think there's been a mistake. My ballot should be corrected, and we can go through the process and see if perhaps there was a mistake made. There are safeguards to make sure that the people who are voting a vote-by-mail ballot are the people that are entitled to vote that vote-by-mail ballot, and it's being checked by both Democrats and Republicans. So it's not just a free-for-all, as someone make it seem And if for some reason your ballot's rejected, you've still got the opportunity to come to the office, get that ballot counted. And then the final thing I would say is this will be the first election where we are working on getting software where, just like if you ordered something online and you can track it being delivered to you, you're going to be able to track your vote by mail ballot coming to you at your house. Once you mail it back, you'll be able to track it going back to the election office through the mail. And then once, and we've had this capability since 2012, once it's in my office, you'll be able to look online and double check and see if your ballot was counted or not. So every step of the way, you're going to be able to track that ballot, make sure it's getting to where it's supposed to, and make sure your vote gets counted. So there's plenty of safeguards to make sure everybody's vote's getting counted. So hopefully some folks that might be interested are going to take the opportunity to vote at home this time.
How has it gone since you made the announcement that, people could start inquiring about getting a ballot that they would use by mail? How has it been as far as response since you came out with the information?
So this was the first year that we started taking requests for applications early. Typically, we wouldn't be able to accept an application until August. The state law has changed, and so as soon as the governor signs the law, we'll be able to start taking applications. But after the primary, there was a lot of interest from folks who did want to vote by mail. So we started accepting these requests to get you an application. So all those folks are going to get applications here in the next week or so once the bill's signed. The most we've ever had in terms of vote by mail in one single election was the 2018 general election. We had 1,500 people vote by mail. We're up to 250 people that have already requested to get an application for vote by mail just on their own, just from me saying, hey, if you'd like to accept it, let's get it. I think there is going to be a lot more interest in vote by mail than people realize this time.
And probably just, I guess you would call it an assumption, but depending on if COVID keeps going, COVID goes down, or COVID resurges, I guess that probably will spark interest as well.
Yeah, COVID is definitely a consideration, and how it plays out through the rest of the year is, I'm sure, going to be a big factor in some people's votes. But, I always like to point out that just this year, the Tennessee primary had a major tornado rip through Nashville and totally affect who was able to vote and where. And there's probably some people that would have voted on a normal day that weren't able to because of that tornado. The New Hampshire primary, a blizzard came through the night before the primary. There's probably some people that would have voted in that primary but weren't able to get out of their house. There's all sorts of instances of things coming up on election day that maybe we don't think about all the time, that could cause you to have some difficulty getting to those your polling place. There's no reason now, with voting at home through the mail, you couldn't get your ballot on September 24th, sit down, look it over, do the research on the candidates you're not sure about, because we all know that that's a common thing. Folks go into the voting booth and they go, I haven't heard of half these people. I don't know who to vote for. When you get that ballot at home, it's your own time schedule, your own convenience. You can do that research. You can figure out who you want to vote for, and then you can get it mailed back to us. So COVID's going to be a big factor, but folks should think about the fact that we don't know what November 3rd is going to bring. What was it, 8 years ago, Hurricane Sandy hit New Jersey, New Hampshire, the week right before the election. Anything can happen, and hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully November 3rd, crystal clear skies, perfect weather, everything's great. But I know I don't want to take a chance on my vote not counting because of what happens on November 3rd.
A couple other things that I guess it really doesn't affect your voting, but we have a couple things going on as far as, I guess, before you start preparing for the ballot. I guess this sort of happens all the time, but we have, I guess it's called a resolution or legislation introduced that challenges or wants to remove a question from the ballot concerning the graduated tax that was proposed by the governor. And then, of course, I guess we still are we done or not done with those who were write-ins or anybody who wanted to get on the ballot? Sort of where are we there with those challenges and or the making up of the ballot. What is the timing on that?
Yeah, so we still are actually quite a bit of ways from that ballot being finalized. The state still has to certify to us any constitutional amendments, like the graduated income tax that you're talking about. So we've still got to get that. Write-in candidates have until the end of August to file. Independent candidates or new party candidates have until the middle of July to get their petitions in to get on the ballot. And technically, even though we're pretty sure we know who the two major nominees of both parties are going to be for president, neither one of them have officially been nominated. So we can't even begin to put the first race of the ballot together yet. So we've got till basically Labor Day. That's when the ballot will start to get finalized. And then, like I said, the end of September is when ballots will go in the mail, or we'll have early voting start at the courthouse.
A few final questions here concerning the November 3rd election. We get everything ready to go. You have the ballots printed up and things like that. And as you said, you don't know what comes on election day, be it weather, whatever it may be, COVID or whatever. Are you now, or I guess you and your election judges or those involved with the election process, starting to do contingencies or listening to what might be the state's putting out as far as what you'll have to do come election time for those folks who show up at the balloting place?
We absolutely are. So every election that I've been a part of since I've been county clerk 10 years ago, things get adjusted just a little bit, whether it was Hurricane Sandy 8 years ago, so thinking more about natural disasters, cybersecurity issues 4 years ago, whatever. Obviously, this time is more worried about stopping the spread of COVID, if that's still an issue in November. So, we've basically, primary day was March 17th. March 18th, we all kind of regrouped and rested a little bit. And then March 19th, we did start thinking about, well, what do we have to do to make sure November is smooth and everybody that wants to vote is able to vote. And one of the things that the state passed with this new law is we are going to be required in every polling place to follow the guidelines issued by the Illinois Department of Public Health. Now, I'm sure those guidelines are going to come out in the fall, and it will depend on how things are going. But, folks might need to start getting used to the idea that there's going to be plexiglass up, or they're going to have to stay 6 feet apart, or we can only have so many people in the polling place, or you've got to wear a mask. These are all things that the state could tell me we have to do, and then we're going to have to do them, which, again, it might be why it would be wise this time, and maybe just this time for some folks, to vote by mail. So they've got their ballot at home. They don't have to worry about any of that. They can get it back to us.
And Pete, as we come to the end of the show, again, we've been over this several times, and it's always out there. But a reminder for anyone, if they need to check on their registration, they want to find out more about vote by mail, or they want to just find out whatever it might be in the electoral process, you've got a website that's probably can help them out quite a bit if you'd like to give them a reminder of where that's at.
Yeah, absolutely. So McCoupinVotes, VOTES.com. You'd be able to check your registration. We're going to have the online application. So if folks know that they would like to vote by mail in November, they could help save me a little bit of money by applying online now, totally free. And then we wouldn't have to mail them an application on August 1st when we mail out all the other applications. All sorts of information. It'll be continually updated all the way through November 3rd. Hopefully folks can find the answer they're looking for there. And if not, they can always call the office or they can always jump on our Macoupin County Clerk Facebook page and we'll try to get them a message back just as soon as we can.
Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.